Okay, so let's unpack this. Welcome back to today's deep dive. We are jumping right into day two of week nine.
Right. You can make excuses or money, but you can't do both chapter.
Exactly. And today is really a preparation day. Our mission today is to gear you up for a specific work module, which is reviewing the chapter distill.
Yeah, and the methodology they lay out for this work is, well, it's very deliberate.
It really is. You're supposed to read through the distillation list three times, like just read it, let the concepts kind of wash over you and just sink in.
And then on that fourth pass, that is when you get physical.
Right.
You actually select the three points that, hit you the hardest right now.
Yeah, which is such a crucial psychological shift, moving from passive reading to active selection. Because, I mean, when we look at human behavior, we see people treating their excuses like they are just isolated incidents.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
Yeah.
oh, I just missed this one deadline.
Exactly. Or I'm just avoiding this one financial review. But one of the bullets from the distill that I really love just shatters that illusion. It says, excuse making is not situational, it is behavioral.
Man, that is a heavy one.
It is, and it links to my other favorite point, which is what you tolerate in one area of life spreads into the rest.
Oh, right.
It's like tolerating a weed in your mental garden, you know? If you ignore it in your finances, eventually those roots are going to choke out your career or your personal relationships.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is how the brain actually wires those behaviors.
Oh, totally.
Because your brain is, at its core, this incredibly efficient pattern-matching machine. It doesn't compartmentalize a habit just because the context changes.
Right, it just sees the pattern.
Exactly. If you justify an excuse over here, you are literally writing code into your neural programming that says, hey, avoidance is a perfectly valid survival strategy.
So it's basically a software glitch.
Yeah, exactly like a software glitch.
You let a bug into your health app or your budget app, and because the underlying operating system is exactly the same, that bug silently corrupts all your other files. It's just a background process eating up resources.
Which is why the physical act of intervening is just so vital. And it actually explains why I'm drawn to a different bullet point, the one that says, the moment you act in response to a problem, it stops being an
Oh,
excuse.
I like that one.
It sounds simple,
Yeah.
but biologically, taking action instantly shifts the entire landscape of your brain.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting because, I mean, let's be realistic here.
Sure.
Is that shift actually instantaneous? Like, can one tiny physical action really override deep-seated behavioral avoidance? If you're paralyzed by a massive looming financial problem, checking a box doesn't suddenly pay the bills.
Well, no, it doesn't pay the bills, but it does break the brain's paralysis loop. Avoidance thrives entirely in the planning and worrying centers, right? Like the amygdala and certain loops in the prefrontal cortex.
Right, the anxiety centers.
Exactly. Your brain is just spinning its wheels, running these catastrophic simulations. But the moment you initiate a physical action, even a tiny one, you force blood flow and electrical activity into the motor cortex.
Wow, so you literally starve the anxiety centers of oxygen.
You do.
Yeah.
You cannot simultaneously run a full-scale panic simulation
Yeah.
and execute a deliberate physical task. It breaks the loop instantly.
So the scale of the action doesn't matter initially.
Not at all. And that leads directly to my other favorite bullet. The habit of acting compounds, just like the habit of avoiding does. You're firing a brand new neural pathway every time you execute.
You're building neuroplasticity in real time.
Exactly. You're building a new default response.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Your core task today is to run that exact process. Read the distill list three times, choose your own top 3 points, and physically write them into your daily practice list for this week's work.
And to ensure that reinforcement actually happens, there's a highly practical pro tip from the text.
Oh, right, the photo trick.
Yeah. Once you select those 3 points, just snap a picture of them on your phone because you are required to review them morning, midday, and evening.
Having it right on your phone just removes all friction.
Exactly. No excuses about not having your physical workbook with you.
Right. Well, we will leave you to review your distill now. But consider this final thought as you jump in. If your brain is a relentless scoreboard, constantly compounding either action or avoidance, what is the very next choice you are going to feed it today?